At this time, I'd like to welcome up the children for our children's message and the reading of a special Christmas story. We've got some little kids, we've got some big kids coming up. The perfect Sunday for it. This morning, I want to read you a special story by, it's called Come and See, A Christmas Story by Monica Maper, and illustrations by Stacy Schuett. Now, there's this story, I want to tell you a story before the story. There's this time in Jesus's life when people don't really know who he is, and some people come to his friends and they say, "What's the deal with Jesus?" And he says, and his friends say, "Come and see. Come and see." They say, it's pretty hard to explain everything about Jesus, so why don't you just come and see and get to know Jesus yourself? And that's what this story kind of invites us to do. So I'm going to read it to you. All right. Come and see. In the hills was sudden music. Come see. Come and see. The sheep and shepherds heard. In winter night, a morning light, come down the rocky road and see. In the cold, a new bloomed rose. Here are the shepherds, and they're starting to see this star and walk in its direction. In our sleeping town, the shepherds knock, come see, come out and see. Doors open slow, then wide. Shepherds are telling everyone to come with them. Mother, father, come and see. Come where? See what? Come see the world made new. The same old world, but new. We run to the innkeeper's stable. Come see. Come here and see. The shepherds lead the way. Everyone's going to the stable, wondering what in the world are they going to see? It roofs a tender family, a new baby in the hay. The mother's resting on the straw against the donkey's side. Come see, come in and see. The oxen stamp their hooves and breathe to keep the baby warm. Everyone's in there. We children lift our lamps to see. The town folk crowd behind. Everyone's trying to get a glimpse. See there, in the manger. Look how the cattle guard him. The baby, and even the animals are excited about this. We watch the newborn baby swaddled in the hay. The shepherds lay down skins of milk. The innkeeper brings out bread and wine. It's time for joy and feasting, but shh, he's fast asleep now. Come out and let them sleep now. Newborn babies sleep a lot. In the chill air, we eat and drink our fill, glad at this midnight chance. Then, slowly in the starlight, come dance, come now and dance. Shepherds, strangers, travelers, townsfolk, quietly in the starlight, come dance, take hands and dance. We all begin to dance around the sleeping baby. We all together dance. That's a sweet story about all of the shepherds and the townspeople coming to see the baby Jesus for the very first time, and about how when we get to see God and encounter God, Jesus says, "Come to me. You can just come right to me and come and see that I love you and that I care about you and that I'm always with you, no matter where, no matter when, and no matter what." All right, will you guys pray with me? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, fully God, fully human, in a little baby. Help us to run to him just as he runs to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all can go back to your seats. Merry Christmas. Okay, sweetheart.
Today we get to hear the passage from Luke's gospel that retells the story of Jesus' birth, and you'll hear it in a translation called The Message, which was written by Eugene Peterson. Sometimes it's good to hear that story you've heard so many times, but to hear it in a little bit of a different way. So I invite you to settle in and to listen and hear the story of Jesus' birth as recounted in Luke's gospel. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the hostel. There were shepherds camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide. A Savior has been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights and peace to all men and women on earth who please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the shepherds talked it over. "Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us." They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The shepherds returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they'd been told. Friends, this is the word of the Lord.